Today, we'd like to see the title of a riddle and a parable in Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 24. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. In verse 3, and say, there says the Lord God, a great eagle with large wings and long pinions, full of feathers of various colors, came to Lebanon and took from their cedar the highest branch. What does it mean in the context and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 13. And he took the king's office spring, made a covenant with him, and put him under oath. He also took away the mighty of the land. What does it mean? And what can you learn from here? Question 3. In verse 22-23, there says the Lord God, I will take also one of the highest branches of the high cedar and set it out. I will crop off from topmost of its young twigs, a tender one, and will plant it on high and prominent mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, and it will bring forth the boughs and bear fruit, and be a majestic city. Under it will dwell birds of every sort. In the shadow of the branches, they will dwell. What does it mean, and how can we learn from here? While Daniel was carried away in first captivity by Babylon in 60 before Christ, in 597 before Christ, Ezekiel also was carried away in the second captivity by Babylon before the fall of Judah in 586 before Christ. Jews' idolatry was such a serious as Baal, Moloch, Ashtoreth, and Mammon. Especially Moloch got a place and Ashtoreth, goddess of fertility, infant sacrifice. Worships include acts of harlotry. In the last time in Ezekiel, chapter 16, 6-3, that you may remember and be ashamed and never open your mouth anymore because of your shame, when I provide you an atonement for all you have done, said the Lord God. When he forgives all sins you have done, you may remember your shame and you could not talk about it anymore. Although we don't deserve anything but punishment for our sins, God forgives and saves us if we repent and turn to him because of his amazing love. Right here is the table over the last kings, the Joshua's descendants, right here up to 19. Today is to talk about this 19th king, Zedekiah's, the background. That is today, the backgrounds. Ezekiel 595-570 before Christ prophesied in the last days of Judah on the carried away of Babylon, while Jeremiah prophesied in Judah. After Jehoiachin, along with many other relatives of the kings, many other leaders were taken captive to Babylon. This chapter refers to Zedekiah, the last 19th king, who was allied with Babylon and rebelled against Babylon to try to ally with Egypt. Verse 1, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, pose a riddle and speak a parable to the house of Israel. God gave the word of God to Ezekiel with a riddle and a parable. A riddle is a question. To sustain its answer. A parable is a short story to explain easily an issue for hearers to know. Jesus often uses the parables here to cross-reference to Matthew 13:3-11, and say, "Thus says the Lord God, a great eagle with large wings and long pinions, full of feathers of various colors, came to Lebanon and took from the cedar the highest branch." The first great eagle with large wings, long pinions, was Babylon in verse 12. Indeed, the king of Babylon went to Jerusalem and took its king and princes and led them with him to Babylon. Verse 4, he cropped it off its topmost young twig and carried it to a land of trade. He set it in a city of merchants. King, prince, and the leaders were carried away to Babylon. Then he took some of the seed of the land and planted it in a fertile field. He placed it by abundant waters and set it like a willow tree. And it grew and became a spreading vine of low statures. Its branches turned toward him, but its roots were under it, so it became a vine both the first branches and put forth the shoots. That describes the Babylon. Verse 7, but there were another great eagle with large wings and many feathers, and behold, this vine bent its root toward him and stretched its branch toward him from the garden terrace where it had been planted, that he might water it. The second, another great eagle with large wings and many feathers, is referred to Egypt in verse 15. He rebelled against him, meaning Zedekiah kings against Babylon, by sending his ambassadors to Egypt that they might give him horses, many people. Will he prosper? Will he who does such things escape? Can he break a covenant and still be delivered? The rhetorical question answer obviously no. 8. It was planted in good soil by many waters to bring forth branches, bear fruit, and become a majestic vine. Say, thus said the Lord God, will it thrive? Will he not pull off its roots, cut off its fruit, and leave it to wither? All of its spring leaves will wither, and no great power or many people will be needed to pluck it up by its roots. Verse 10, behold, it is planted, will it thrive? Will it not utterly wither? When east wind touches it, it will wither in the garden terrace where it grew. The east wind was dry and hot wind. Ezekiel warned not to ally with Egypt, that Babylon, which was driving the wind from the east utterly, would destroy Judah on the carryway over Babylon. Jeremiah also warned not to ally Egypt, the same thing in Judah. God directed the truth to the prophets for his people, both in Judah and in Babylon. Babylon took the strong people as captives and left the weak and all the people in Judah, in verse 13, the cross-reference right here. More, the word of the Lord came to be saying, say now to the rebellious house, do you not know what these things mean? Tell them, Indeed, the king of Babylon went to Jerusalem, took its kings and princes, and led them with Babylon. Verse 13. And he took the king's offspring, made a covenant with him, and put him under oath. He also took away the mighty of the land. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made a covenant with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, took away the mighty people and left the weak people. Jeremiah warned not to go after other gods and not to provoke God, lest Judah should be harmed by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Utterly would destroy Judah and Israelites would serve for 17 years. Since the time of Judges, likely Samuel, the last judge time, Saul became a king in 1050 before Christ, Israelites had not rested the land for 490 years until the time of Judah's fall in 586 before Christ. It violated the Mosaic law for Sabbath law to the land, resulting in 70 years of captivity by Babylon away from Israel land to be rest. Despite even Jeremiah and Ezekiel's warnings, Zedekiah did evil in the sight of the Lord and rebelled against the king of Babylon. For example, is today the seventh year or a certain year or every year seventh year? To me, or most Calvary Chapel ministers, every year is a Sabbath year, because every year is ruled by the Lord of Sabbath, Jesus Christ, and fully convinced in each own minds. Verse 14, that the kingdom might be brought low and not lift itself up, but that by keeping his covenant in might stand, but he rebelled against him by sending his ambassador to Egypt, and they might give him horses and many people. Will he prosper? Will he who does such things escape? Can he break a covenant and still be delivered? As I live, says the Lord God, surely in the place where the king dwells, who made him king, whose oath he despised, and whose covenant he broke with him in the midst of Babylon, he shall die. Nor will Pharaoh with his mighty army, great company, do anything in the world when they heap up a city mound and build a wall to cut off many persons. Since he despised the author by breaking the covenant and, in fact, gave his hands and still did all these things, he shall not escape. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, as I live, surely my oath, which he despised, and my covenant, which he broke, I will recompense on his own head. I will spread my net over him, and he shall be taken in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon and try him there for the treason which he committed against me. Then meaning, you know, idolatry, you know, worship. So because of that, you know, all consequences, spiritual idolatry. So all consequences come here. Verse 21, all his fugitives with all his troops shall fall by the sword, and those who remain shall be scattered to every wind, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken. Judah was enticed by false prophets of Ezekiel and Jeremiah, the true prophets, according to their own desires, over itching ears. For example, even today, God never allowed anyone to alter His words. Note that prophecy is foretelling the future, broadly applying His words in the future, even later or tomorrow, not just the far future, such as the gift of prophecy. Verse 22 and 23. Thus says the Lord God, I will take also one of the highest branches of the high cedar and set it up. I will crop off from the topmost of its young twig a tender one, and will plant it on a high and prominent mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it, and it will bring forth boughs and bear fruit, and be a majestic city. Under it will dwell birds of every sort. In the shadow of its branches they will dwell. God brings judgment against their evil, but the hope through Ezekiel, God will plant a tender one or a tender twig, the Messiah, from one of the highest branches or a rock. God would raise up the low tree, the tender branch, and make of it a great tree, that the world will find the place of refuge on the branches. He's going to set up God's kingdom on the earth. The kingdom shall last, stand, flourish, and bring forth the fruit. Cross reference Isaiah 11, 1-5. Verse 24, and all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree and exalted the low tree, dried up the green tree, and made a dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it. God's nature is to lift up the humble and to humble the proud over the arrogant. The cross reference right there. We covered all three questions. You continually keep on prayers, lottery, missionaries, the prayer cast, and recently. Prayer request, page 25, pray for wherever our Lord leads to, for His kingdom, Russia, Georgia, and all the story. Also, last one, free the Bible verse calendar for 2025 as a Thanksgiving gift is available for first come, first service basis. Also, Thanksgiving Community Service, the Hickory Community Center, so right here, 3-4. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God bless you, everybody. Let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.